With no fees or minimums, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than deciding to listen to another episode of your favorite podcast. And with no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC. Hey, and welcome to The Short Stuff. I'm Josh Clark. There's Charles W. Chuck Bryant, Jerry sitting in for Dave C. And this is Short Stuff about the javelina, one of the most interesting animals of all time.
Yeah, this one came to me. This was my pick. And I was watching for the probably 15th time the Royal Tenenbaums. Mm-hmm. And I always loved the part where Gene Hackman looks up on the wall where his stuffed javelina head is missing. And he goes, "Where's my javelina?" And I was always like, "What is a javelina?" I was like, "Is it something that only exists in Wes Anderson's world, or is it a real? Is it just a funny name that he calls a hog or a boar?"
Yeah.
And it turns out a javelina is a javelina.
Yeah, and actually, doesn't it? First of all, what a great movie, man! God,
yeah,
what a good movie.
Love it.
And secondly, a javelina is not a boar or a hog because those are true pigs. Mm-hmm. Turns out a javelina is only distantly related to the pig family. It's a collared peccary, and it's pretty interesting because the differences between it and a pig are kind of surprising, especially if you just see one of these things and you're like, "Oh, it's a pig," or "It's a warthog," is probably what you'd say.
Yeah, I would think I would probably call it a boar because we do have boars here in the South. I'm not sure when the video came out, but they did pop up on the news when a viral video was released by a real estate agent in Tucson, mm-hmm. who did this great video. I'm sure you watched it of this javelina just trucking, like kind of beside this apartment complex by itself, hauling butt. And you know, you always hear that like boars and javelinas like can be really fast and. You know, they're big animals, and you're like, how can they be that fast? But then when you see this thing flying down the road,
it's really going fast.
It's kind of cool. And then people, of course, put music to it, and it became a big thing. But aside from that, if you don't live in, you know, probably the handful of states where you might see wild javelinas, mm-hmm. you might not know that they're even a thing at all.
Yeah. They're pretty cute looking, actually, especially if you think boars are cute, because they do look a little bit like boars, like warthogs, but they're much smaller. They're maybe 2 feet tall, up to 55 pounds, which is not much. You could pick up a javelina if it would let you.
Sure.
You don't want to, though, for a couple of reasons that we'll get into in a minute. But one of the big differences is that they don't have a tail, or at least not one that you can see, whereas, of course, pigs do. And then another thing that really stands out about the javelinas is that they tend to hang out in herds much more than a pig. A pig will hang out with you, a human, whereas a javelina doesn't want anything to do with you and would rather hang out with its own people.
That's right. And, you know, this is a shorty from the How Stuff Works website, and they kind of tick off just a bunch of interesting facts and myths and things. Mm-hmm. And another identifier is that they have a scent gland near the base of their tail, and they use that to identify one another. They use it to mark their territory. They will use it to mark each other. They will, like, bump scent glands against each other.
Yeah.
Pigs are old world, meaning from Africa, Asia, and Europe, whereas these peccaries are all new world from North, Central, and South America. So, you know, they look a lot alike, but they really aren't the same.
And actually, Chuck, one way that you could distinguish them, because they do all look alike, or at least they do bear a similarity to pigs, is that javelinas, their noses are different. And actually, now that I say that out loud, I'm not sure if pigs all have different noses, but with javelinas, you can basically use it as like a fingerprint for a human. It's that different, which is pretty cool. And then tangentially related to that, they have a really great sense of smell because they use musk to kind of mark territory or say hi to one another. They bump scent glands. Yeah, and they're very stinky. So they both smell, and they also can smell really well. Get it?
I do. They're called musk hogs or skunk pigs sometimes because of that kind of musky nastiness that comes with them. And they also sometimes, I think, have been confused for rodents. I'm not really sure how.
I mean,
I, I guess it could be a giant rodent, but...
Giant gerbil? A gerbil from hell?
So this expert at least says that it's a common misconception, so who knows? I guess maybe some people do think they're rodents.
So Chuck, since we're just tossing out facts about javelinas, one of the other things that I like is that they can't see very well. They can see about 30 feet away, almost like they're nearsighted. Not even almost like, they are nearsighted. They rely mostly on smell. But because of that, it's easy for a human to get close to them. And
yeah.
I'm going to leave it for the other side of this commercial break to answer whether that's a good thing or a bad thing for you, the human. And now a word from the show's sponsors at Betterment. Let's talk about hustle culture, shall we? You know, the whole rise and grind, go big or go home thing? It's a lifestyle that might not be for you.
That's right, but one that your money can handle thanks to Betterment. Betterment is the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle.
How? Good question. Their automated technology optimizes your investments again and again. With Betterment, your money is taking ice baths at 5 a.m. while you get your well-deserved rest. Your money downs protein smoothies and automatically reinvests your dividends, all before you head out the door. Your money is a workaholic.
But you don't have to be, because you've got Betterment, the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. So visit Betterment.com to get started. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today. Health Aid kombucha.
Just like the number of stars in the sky, there is so much stuff you should know.
It's actually a bad thing.
Okay. Here we go.
Got it?
That's a quick answer.
It really was. Let me elaborate. The reason why it's bad is because javelinas have a reputation, at least out west, for being ferocious. And that may or may not be deserved, you know, because supposedly people who are javelina experts like Kornmuller and their ilk say that, no, they're defensive. They're defending their territory. More often than not, they're defending their young. And you've just kind of startled them because you've gotten close to them. And they didn't notice you there before because they can't see very well. And now they're saying, back off. Our kids are here. Whereas if you're a human, you're just seeing some scary hell pigs coming at you as a group, basically.
Yeah. They are even what's known as even-toed ungulates, which means they are hoofed mammals, but they bear the weight. And this gets a little wonky, but I love it. They bear the weight almost equally on their third and fourth toes, mm-hmm. Rather than like a horse or a rhinoceros, who are odd-toed ungulates,
yeah.
And they bear most of their weight almost entirely on the third.
You know, I saw a really cool documentary on horses called Equus, E-Q-U-U-S.
Oh, yeah?
It's about, like, the natural history of the horse. And they talk about how the horse, the feet of the horse is actually just one toe. So, yeah. Like, the horses are walking on four toes. That's what they walk and run on. Isn't that amazing?
It is, and I'm going to have to see that documentary. Do they talk about Cumberland Island, Georgia at all?
Yeah, I think they do at some point. I don't remember where, but yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that is, if you're listening and you don't know anything about it, one of our barrier islands here in Georgia, Cumberland Island, still has wild horses that roam free.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. You can see video of them. You don't even have to go down there for it. But when you
travel to Cumberland Island, though, it's beautiful.
It is. I've never been. I've just seen it on video, but it looks pretty beautiful.
It's great.
One of the things that really struck me, Chuck, was the second part of that movie is about the domestication of horses and how it first happened on the steppes of like Mongolia.
Mm, I love that stuff.
So get this. I watched that documentary and it seemed vaguely familiar to me. The next day I was QAing an episode on animal domestication and we talked about the exact same thing like 6-8 years before.
Yeah. See how that happens?
Isn't that neat, that timing, though, from one night to the next day, bam, bam, and then my brain just exploded a little bit.
Is that Mandela effect? Is that what that is?
I don't think so. I think it's more, maybe it touches on Bader Meinhof a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. We should call it the Stuff You Should Know effect. We should have our own effect by now.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I've been and I know you're pushing for the star wipe all these years, but a different effect.
Yeah, yeah. Totally different meaning of the word.
Here's another javelina. Back to javelinas. Another javelina factoid that I think is kind of cool is that they are generally herbivores. They have these, you know, they have kind of the big canines or like tusks. And you would think like, boy, those things are some meat eaters. And they will eat meat, like if a bird happens to come a little too close or something.
That's so
but
sad.
They're generally trying to get down there in the roots and fruits and trying to dig down and eat plants. They're plant eaters.
I thought you were going to say something like boots.
No, I wish I had another one. Roots, shoots,
and fruits. Oh, and fruits. Very nice, Chuck.
All right.
So, the one of the experts mentions how they'll sometimes find dove feathers in the javelina pen.
Yeah.
It is a little sad, but I guess that's the natural course of things.
And they can be a little, you know, if you live out in Arizona, you might have stories of them coming after your dogs because they might think it's a coyote or something threatening their pack. And there are, did see some videos of dogs in a fence with javelinas on the outside of the fence, kind of, they'll get the mohawk like a dog does on their back when they're upset.
Yeah.
And the hair pokes up. But I also saw a video of a javelina and a dog playing and a field, and it was one of the cutest dang things I've ever seen.
I got to see that one.
The javelina was just bopping him with his head and nosing him, and the dog was kind of fake biting, and they would run around, and it's just the best.
Do you know what I should search to see that?
I would just say javelina dog play, and I bet you that'll take you right there.
In boots.
You
got anything else about javelinas?
No, I think they're the unsung heroes of the even-toed ungulate community.
Very nice. Well, everybody, this short stuff is over. This short stuff is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.